love you, Lord. And I lift my voice.
Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord. I greet you in the ever-living, never-failing, life-transforming name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, there is guarantee of eternal life and fellowship with God Almighty. In Philippians chapter 2, in the English Standard Version, the Bible says, therefore God hath highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen and amen. It's always a great joy to be with you in the program today. And today we will continue our teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In particular, we will be looking at the gift called the Word of Wisdom, the Word of God's wisdom. It is good if you can find 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and Daniel, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, pardon me, and Daniel chapter 2 in your Bibles, because we'll be looking at those passages. Amen. The Bible is filled with many examples of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We see them operating through the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. Also the prophets, the priests, the kings. We see them through the fivefold ministry in the New Testament. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And of course, the ordinary believers in the New Testament manifested the gifts of the Spirit. You and I need to put our names by faith and keep our name on that list, because God is looking for ordinary people. That's where he starts with us. He starts with ordinary people. God is looking for ordinary people to use them in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to join your heart with me by faith as we pray over these United States of America, over, amen, all the states. You may be in one of the boroughs of this city of New York, but believe God that God will raise up prayer warriors all over the United States. You may be hearing me from some other state. Amen. Joining and let us pray. You see, praying in faith supersedes geographical distance, time distance, spiritual condition, and brings deliverance to those who believe in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this great nation that you have raised up to be a beacon to the world. We ask your blessing on the president, his advisors, your guidance in the Supreme Court, and your inspiration in the Senate and House of Representatives, in Jesus' name. I know you may ask the question, does that prayer matter much? Yes, my friends. God says, ask and it shall be given. Amen. And not only that, I'm teaching millions of people to pray for this nation. Can you imagine what will happen, the impact on this nation, when millions of people rise up and begin to pray the right way? Yes. There will be great manifestations of God. And I have a vision of God moving in these United States. And don't see, I have a dim view. Arise and rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. If the saints arise and do that, Satan will have no place to hide. Amen. I'm talking today about the Word of Wisdom. What is the gift of the Word of Wisdom? It is one of the revelation gifts among the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll have to do this slowly, we see where the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. For to one is given by the Spirit a word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Here we see the nine gifts of the Spirit are listed. They can be placed in three groups of three. You see, three is a divine number. And you will notice that both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are involved in the operation of the gifts of the Spirit. If you read the earlier chapters of this 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you'll see where the Bible talks about the Spirit giving the gifts, the Lord Jesus Christ being involved, and God the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are involved in the operation of these gifts of the Spirit. They're so important to the Godhead. Amen. You will notice there are three revelation gifts. What the revelation gifts do, they reveal something. These revelation gifts are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. There are three power gifts. What the power gifts do, they do something. They are the gift of faith, gifts of healings, and working of miracles. And then there are the three what you call vocal gifts. What do the vocal gifts do? They say something. Gift of prophecy, diverse kind of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. The gift of the word of wisdom is the first of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and is also the first of the three revelation gifts. Of course, you saw that the other two revelation gifts are the word of wisdom. The other two revelation gifts are the word of knowledge and the discerning of spirits. Yes. Let me say that again for you. The word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, together with the word of wisdom, make the three revelation gifts. They reveal something. In the word of wisdom, God gives revelation of things pertaining to or looking towards the future. That's so important. In the word of wisdom, God gives revelation of things pertaining to or looking towards the future. This gift tells what is going to happen. It is that which God chooses to reveal to his people whose hearts are prepared to receive it. Of course, God has infinite knowledge of all future things. So when he reveals any future thing to his people, he is inviting them to share in a limited way in his infinite knowledge. Yes, when God reveals anything to the word of wisdom, he is inviting his people to share in a limited way from his infinite knowledge of future things. Yes, you see, this word of wisdom that reveal future things can reveal things that are immediate, can reveal things that are in the short term in times to come, can also reveal things that are in the long term in times to come. Of course, Satan tries his best to counterfeit this gift of revelation, word of wisdom, by inviting people to know their future through many demonic revelations. Think about the many people who operate by seeking out or being a part of medium seances, psychic, Ouija board, spiritism, all sorts of spiritistic experimentations rather. That is Satan trying to counterfeit the real. If you are affected by any one of those things, I will pray for you at the end. Satan, I bind you right now, and any of your interferences, I send this word of God to bless the people in Jesus' name. In Daniel chapter 2, we see where the prophet Daniel and his companions were delivered from death by the word of wisdom. The king had decided that all his spiritual counselors will be killed unless they tell his dream and give the interpretation. So the heads of Daniel and his companions were close on the chopping block. It was a do-or-die situation. I need to say here that one of the functions of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to deliver God's people from destruction. Not only did God deliver Daniel and his companions, but God gave him a great vision of the entire Gentile world. We saw in Daniel chapter 1, the first part. Amen. Pardon me. We saw in Daniel chapter 2, the first part, where Daniel requested of the king Nebuchadnezzar to give him time so that Daniel can have revelation information concerning the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. Amen. I shared that in a previous message where the king had his dream and he called all his counselors to come and give him revelation. And none of them could, and he swore to kill them all until Daniel showed up and said, "Give me some time, king. I'm going to get this revelation for you, but I need to seek my God." And so Daniel saw the Lord, and the Lord brought a revelation to him. And so here was Daniel ready to go to the king. In Daniel chapter 2, verses 25 to 45, the Bible says, "Then Arioch brought Daniel in before the king in haste and said thus to him, 'I have found among the exiles from Judah a man who will make known to the king the interpretation.'" Amen. Then the king declared to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Are you able to make known to me the dream that I have seen and its interpretation?" Daniel answered the king and said, "No wise men, enchanters, magicians, astrologers can show to the king the mystery that the king has asked. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has made known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Your dreams and visions of your head as you lay in your bed are these." Amen. "To you, O king, as you lay in your bed, thoughts came into your mind what would be after, and he who revealed mysteries made known to you what is to be. But as for me, this mystery," Daniel says, "has not been revealed to me because of any wisdom that I have more than any living, but in order that the interpretation might be made known to the king, that you may know what are the thoughts of your mind. You saw, O king," the dream Daniel told him, "you saw, O king, and behold, a great image. This image, mighty and of exceeding brightness, stood before you, and its appearance was frightening. The head of this image was of gold, its chest and arms of silver, its middle and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. As you looked, a stone was cut out by no human hand, and it struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold all together were broken in pieces and became like the shaft of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found. But the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. I will now tell the king the interpretation. You, O king, the king of kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, and the might, and the glory, and into whose hand he has given, wherever they dwell, the children of men, the beasts of the field, the birds of heaven, making you over them all. You are the head of gold. You rule over them all," he said. "Another kingdom inferior to you shall arise after you, and a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth. And there shall arise a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, because iron breaks in pieces and shatters all things. And iron shall crush, it shall break and crush all these things. And as you saw the feet and toes, partly of what is clay and partly of iron, it shall be a divided kingdom. But some of the fullness of iron shall be in it, just as you saw iron mixed with soft clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly iron and partly clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle. And as you saw the iron mixed with soft clay, so they will mix with one another in marriage, but they will not hold together, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever." Yes, God's kingdom shall stand forever. Daniel continued, "Just as you saw that a stone was cut out from a mountain by no human hand, and it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall be after this. The dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure." Maybe it's the first time you are hearing this, but set your heart in it and read it when you have time. When you get home again, it will bless your heart, just in case you are traveling. Amen. But we see here where Daniel was forced to seek God for revelation because his head was on the chopping block. We see in Daniel chapter 2 earlier, in the passages we read in the previous lesson, verses 18 and 19 of Daniel chapter 2 says, "And Daniel went to his house and made the matter known to Ananias," that is, that the king was serious and wanted to kill them all unless he got a revelation of this dream and its interpretation. So Daniel went to his house and made known the matter to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah's companions, and told them to seek mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his companions might not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. So often, when things are good, we are having a good time, our fellowship with God weakens, and then difficulties come. This was Daniel's situation, I believe. You know, Daniel went out into Babylon, and he got a good job. He was getting good pay, so to speak, at good living condition, and maybe he was having a good time. He was not seeking God at this moment, you know. I'm not saying that Daniel was backslidden or away from God or anything of the sort, but he was not the initiator of this vision. It was God who initiated this vision, and God stirred the king's heart, and Daniel had to scramble to get a revelation from God so that he can't keep his head on his body. Otherwise, the king would have taken it off. Amen. So often it takes a difficult situation for us to really find the real power of God, whereas God had it right there waiting for us all the time. I mean real situation like the coronavirus that had so many of us scrambling for the power of the Lord. Amen. To deal with it. Amen. We could have gotten ahead of the game by means of the word of wisdom. Let us be seekers of God so that he can give us advance information and prepare and equip us for victory before the battle comes. God does not want us to be taken, you know, broadsided. He wants us to be ahead of the game. But we have to be people who set time to seek him and to seek him seriously. Amen, church. Amen. We are living in the prophetic timeline of the kings that God showed to Daniel. God showed to Daniel four empires that will affect and impact the world from his time to ours. And it has played out just as Daniel revealed it. Yes, it has. The Babylonian Empire came first. It existed between 612 BC and 539 BC. That was followed by the Medo-Persian Empire, the second, which existed between 539 BC and 330 BC. Then the Greek Empire came, the third, that existed between 330 BC and 63 BC. Now we are in the tail end of the Roman Empire, which began in 63 BC, and they have all impacted and are still impacted the system. They are still impacting the world and governmental systems that we have today. The division of the world between East and West represent the 2 feet on which the image Daniel stands. Amen. The image that Daniel saw stands in those 2 feet which we are experiencing today, in which people are polarized East and West, whether it be Eastern religion, Western religion, or Eastern governmental systems, which is more or less communistic inspired, or the capitalist section. East and West, people are polarized. Some people say they are non-aligned. They're not really non-aligned. They're just trying to find where they can get the best deal. Amen. There's so much to explain about this. Amen. It would need much more explanation about the times in which we are living. But what we are doing right now, as the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are waiting for the second. In fact, we should be preparing for the second coming of Christ. He is the one. He is the kingdom in the stone that will crush and crumble all kingdoms. Amen. Right now, what we are to be doing as a church of the living God is we are to be preaching the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and let men know that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, that Jesus delivers, and that he is coming again. Don't forget the message that he is coming again. We have to preach the second coming of Jesus Christ and demonstrate the power of God. As we preach, God has made available to us, his people, the gifts of the Holy Spirit as important tools of making Christ known to this generation. Yes, my friend, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are important tools God has given us for making Christ known to this generation. If we neglect to use them, we are opening the door to defeat. There are many aspects of the word of wisdom that I would like to share with you, but our time is limited. Amen. But I want to encourage you, my friends, to be a partner of this ministry and to sow a seed in this ministry to keep this blessing, this word of God, coming your way. Amen and amen. God has many gifts of the Spirit. One of them is called the word of wisdom. What God intends to do in the future. We need all the nine gifts of the Spirit operating in the church today. It is necessary. If they were not necessary, God would not have wasted time to give us these nine gifts of the Spirit. I spoke many times on this broadcast on one of the gifts of the Spirit called the working of miracles. We need the working of miracles all over these United States at the moment. Amen. We can ask the Lord for 5 million miracles. Yes, 5 million miracles to target and remove this coronavirus from the bodies of people all over this United States of America. Friends, I refuse to be afraid of what the devil is doing. I refuse to be afraid of what Satan thinks. I refuse to be afraid of this coronavirus. As I said before, in many of my messages, I am not advising anyone to disobey the state's direction. This virus has killed doctors who are disease experts. But I'm encouraging every child of God to use their faith and invite God's power into their situation. I am talking about the power of the working of miracles. That is power to cripple the coronavirus in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, my friends, what do you think will happen if every child of God all over these United States pray for the release of the gift of the working of miracles, targeting and removing that coronavirus from the 5 million bodies? We will see the mighty power of God showing up. Let's start praying for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Just before I bring this broadcast to the close, I want to pray for you if you have been attacked by any form of spiritual attacks, spiritism, evil forces, demons. Amen. Just agree with me in prayer as I do so in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I come through the precious blood of Jesus, your Son, and I speak to every demon, spirit, every work of darkness. I destroy the power of mediums, seances, spiritism, spiritual spell, Ouija board, incantations and such like in the name of Jesus. I rebuke these forces and command them to leave the people and flee in Jesus' name. I command disturbance, dreams, disturbing situations in your home to cease and be there no more in Jesus' name. And your response must be, I receive it in Jesus' name. Friend, I want to encourage you to be a partner with us on this outreach. It does cost us every week to bring this word of God your way. I give up my time for it. Amen. And you may write us at Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. That is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may email us at myjesushealsatoutlook.com. We are working on our website, but you should be able to get on if you try. It is healingandmiracle.church, a secure place you can go and give a donation to the outreach. It is healingandmiracle.church with no spaces in between. Amen. You are free to call us at 917-603-3634. Again, 917-603-3634. And our mailing address is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Let me say thanks to all of you who have been partners with this ministry. Thank you for keeping this broadcast coming your way. Amen. It's a blessing to be a partner with you in this great work. So you may visit our website at healingandmiracle.church. Until the next broadcast, the blessings of the Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. Well,
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.